Hello, everybody. This is Big Chuck. You know, talking about upstate New York and foods of New York. Well, actually, foods of the whole state. We have some unique foods. There's no question about it. I've sampled almost all of them. And here's just a list I came up with. Have you ever had the garbage plate in Rochester? Very famous. Very famous. I've had it a couple of times. Trish and I have stopped there. And it's at Nick Tahoe's. And on West Main Street in downtown Rochester, and it's everything on a plate. It's kind of neat. It sounds gross. It sounds disgusting, but it really is not. You can get hamburger. You know, they fry up some hamburger, grill some chicken, put some sausages in it, eggs, fried eggs, grilled cheese, throw the home fries and the macaroni salad and more all onto one plate. And it's called the garbage plate, and it's become a legendary dish in the city of Rochester, especially the students out there at the colleges in Rochester. They love it. The dish came around in the early 1900s when everyone was trying to get more for their buck in the early and during the Depression, early 1900s, and then up through the Depression when everybody was squeezing as much as they could onto a plate for a half dollar back then. So it was a kind of a meal. Yeah, it's the garbage plate in Rochester. Sounds like a silly name, and it is a silly name, but boy, is it good. How about beef on weck? Beef on weck in Buffalo. That's a food that really hasn't reached out too far from Buffalo. I love it. I just love it. It is a roast beef sandwich on a hard roll. And it is a salted roll, and that's what makes it. It's actually called a Kummelwick roll. And it's got hard, crusty salt on the and sesame on the outside. And it's delicious. Charlie the Butcher or Schwabel's makes the best. And I've had it. And oh my goodness, you'll love it if you have never had it. It's called a beef on weck, big in Western New York, especially Buffalo. And yeah, and the story goes is they that in the old days, guys would get out of work and go and have a few beers at the bar. And then they'd say, gotta go, Joe, going home, wife's making dinner. And so what they would do is they started making these salty rolls, and people would say, I've got, you know, they'd get thirsty because they were eating these salty rolls. And they would drink more beer, and they'd stay there, and they'd have another beef on weck and stay there, and pretty soon dinner was an afterthought. How about the Michigan hot dogs of Plattsburgh? Nobody knows really where that name came from. But they're very big. Couple of real spots in the Plattsburgh area, Gus's and Claire and Carl's. It's a hot dog. It's great stuff. It's got a meat sauce and onions and mustard and all kinds of stuff thrown on a white bread hot dog roll. Very good. Very, very good. Michigan's, again, like I said, nobody really knows why or how they got their name. Speedy's in Binghamton, Johnson City, and Elmira. We love those. And, of course, that was another bar food. You know, it started out being lamb mostly, but now it's mostly chicken and beef. Lupo's probably has the best, in my opinion, the Speedy and Rib Pit. It's good stuff. Wings, of course, another food favorite from upstate New York, Buffalo Wings. The Anchor Bar, we've been there on a couple of Big Chuck buses and love the wings there. How about the lobster roll? Now, you'll find this throughout the state, mostly Long Island. I never had a lobster roll in my life until we all went out to Cape Cod a summer ago or whatever, and I had it, and I loved it. The cold cheese pizza of Oneonta, right here at Tino's. Yeah, and of course, the word from the city of Oneonta and cold cheese pizza, that the idea of that from Tino's was spread because of the colleges. You know, we got thousands and thousands and thousands of students over the years that have had it, and they've taken it back and told their communities about it, and has really made it famous as Tino's in downtown Oneonta is, in fact, the birthplace of the cold cheese pizza. You know, the thing I like about that is you only need one slice to get full. That's for sure. Chicken Riggies of Utica, the Utica area. Utica, by the way, one of the greatest food cities. So many great foods that come out of there. Chicken Riggies are chicken cubes and rigatoni, a special sauce. Just fantastic. Fantastic. The White Hots of Syracuse. That's right. The White Hots of Syracuse. You'll find those all over. Hyde's Hots and other places. Hyde's of Liverpool. It's a pork hot dog that you usually find topped off with mustard and spices. White hots, yeah. New York City, of course, famed for pizza everywhere and the delis everywhere. Another one, too, that people talk a lot about. I got to tell you, I'm not a fan of Utica Greens. It's, you know, it's a very popular item. It's very regional, micro-regional even, from Utica. Utica Greens, sautéed greens and escarole, breadcrumbs, cheese, and some other components. Spicy. Not a fan of it. Not a big fan of that. So there's just a few of them. Then there's other foods that are known and far and wide as being upstate New York foods, like Half Moon Cookies from Hemstross Bakery up there in Utica. How about Turkey Joint Candy out of Rome, right? Salt potatoes. Salt potatoes, upstate New York. So our area is known for a lot of great foods, and I think I've tried them all, although not a fan, really, of Utica Greens. Maybe I just haven't had the right recipe yet. So just a look at some foods from our area here in upstate New York.